Deko macht Folgendes. Translation. There was once a hunter who lured birds with food and captured them after spreading a net.
He lived
as if appointed by death personified as the killer of the birds. Perfect. This is another incident from the history. While wandering in the forest, the hunter saw a pair of Kulinga birds. Of the two, the female was captivated by the hunter's lure. O queen of Suyasya, the male Kulinga bird, seeing his wife put into the greatest danger in the grip of providence, became very unhappy. Because of affection, the poor bird, being unable to release her, began to lament for his wife. Alas, how merciless is providence! My wife, unable to be helped by anyone, is in such an awkward position and lamenting for me. What will providence gain by taking away this poor bird? What will be the profit? If unkind providence takes away my wife, who is half my body, why should he not take me also? What is the use of my living with half of my body bereaved by loss of my wife? What shall I gain in this way? The unfortunate baby birds, bereft of their mother, are waiting in the nest for her to feed them. They are still very small and have not yet grown their wings. How shall I be able to maintain them? Perfect. The bird is lamenting for the mother of his children because the mother naturally maintains and cares for the children. Yamaraj, however, in the guise of a small boy, has already explained that although his mother had left him uncared for and wandering in the forest, the tigers and other ferocious animals had not eaten him. The real fact is that if the Supreme Personality of Godhead protects one, even though one be motherless and fatherless, one can be maintained by the goodwill of the Lord. Otherwise, if the Supreme Lord does not give one protection, one must suffer in spite of the presence of his father and mother. Another example is that sometimes a patient dies in spite of a good physician and good medicine. Thus, without the protection of the Lord, one cannot live with or without parents. Another point in this verse is that fathers and mothers have protective feelings for their children, even in bird and beast society, not to speak of human society. Kali Yuga, however, is so degraded that a father and mother even kill their children in the womb on the plea of their scientific knowledge. Yet within the womb, the child has no life. Prestigious medical practitioners give this opinion, and therefore the father and mother of this day kill their children within the womb. How degraded human society has become. Their scientific knowledge is so advanced that they think that within the egg and the embryo there is no life. Now these so-called scientists are receiving Nobel Prizes for advancing the theory of chemical evolution. But if chemical combinations are the source of life, why don't the scientists manufacture something like an egg through chemistry and put it into an incubator so that a chicken will come out? What is their answer? With their scientific knowledge, they are unable to create even an egg. Such scientists are described in Bhagavad Gita as Mayaya Kavita Jnana, whose real knowledge has been taken away. They are not men of knowledge, but they pose as scientists and philosophers, although their so-called theoretical knowledge cannot produce practical results. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Prasadine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paskaryane Satarine Nyaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garada Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Automatically it will go away. That is the test. How one has properly utilized his initiation will be tested, that he has no more attraction for these four principles: illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, and meat eating. Please test if your initiation was successful. Do you still have attachment to illicit sex? If yes, it was not successful. A devotee who becomes aware that self-realization or Krishna consciousness is the highest goal in his life becomes very careful in regards of his time. Now, the first prerequisite of someone who doesn't want to waste time any longer is that he or she understands that nothing is as pleasing as development in Krishna consciousness. The Bhagavatam says, Nata parataro loke pungsasvata vyatikrama yad adyanyasya preyasvang atmanasvavyatikrama. There is no stronger obstacle for our self-interest than the conception other things are more pleasing than self-realization. If we think, oh, this reading important kami book, or having a fulfilling marital relationship, or having peace, mir, that is the first object in my life. We are not able to follow the path of Krishna consciousness with enough determination. In fact, such conceptions are obstacles on the path of Krishna consciousness. They are hinderlich and cannot and hold us back in our attempt to surrender to Krishna. A devotee who becomes serious in Krishna consciousness recognizes the value of time. Ayushakshana ekopi nalapya svanakotivi. That means not even millions of dollars can buy even 1 second of this human form of life. It is so valuable. Each second can be utilized in following the process of self-realization, but if it is wasted, it cannot be bought back. At the time of death, you will think, oh, so much of my vrema, of my time, was wasted by prajalpa and ignorance and so on. I did not use the time to perform devotional service in this human form of life. I did not sacrifice my own interests for the interests of Krishna. What to do now? Now I'm lying with my lungs on fire. That's one description of death. I'm crying, doctor, give me time. I need the time. Not possible, not even if you have a lot of money to pay. So therefore, when one is advanced in Krishna consciousness, he always sees, am I using my time correctly? Is this day spent properly, this hour spent properly, is this minute spent properly? Yes, we aspire to attain a minute-by-minute awareness of the need to become Krishna consciousness. A devotee who becomes a time user and not a time waster, looks very intently for the processes of making further advancement. Nama Gana Sadaruchi. He has great taste in the chanting of the holy name. And Pritistat Vasati Sthale. Oh, he has priti. That means great love to live at holy places. He wants to be in this holy places. I've heard that in Vrindavan, the devotees are so attached to a residence there that at the time of death, when someone comes to bring them into the hospital in Agra, they have a stone to just pass it, to throw the stones upon the head of anyone who dares to take them out of Vrindavan. You know, people in Vrindavan die with a stone next to them in case any mundane welfare worker comes. Pretty love for staying in holy places or the temple. Such a devotee who is becoming advanced in Krishna consciousness, Shanti, has forgiveness if others create problems towards him, because he knows, why should I get agitated and become totally disturbed by the mode of passion? I will simply tolerate this as my misfortune and reaction to my previous deeds, because I want to become Krishna conscious. This is my goal, this is my zeal. For this I'm going to live and die. Such a mood will satisfy Krishna. The mood of a devotee who takes on difficulties for Krishna's service is the thing which pleases Krishna the most. See, we are comfort lovers by genetic codex. We always go towards the comfort. Gadara, for instance, has found the most comfortable way of sitting today. That's natural. Our Dayasindhu didn't have to think long to look for a wall to lean against. That's natural, because we are comfort lovers. The mind of the woman always goes to marriage things. That's natural for the egoistic comfort lover. The mind of the man run to the opposite sex. That's very natural in the material world. It is described that the world is covering us with a covering influence of the Maya. That is natural in a way. However, a devotee in Krishna consciousness must understand to take a new goal in his life, that is the pleasure of Krishna. And for this pleasure of Krishna, we have to undertake some difficulties in our life. If we run away from those difficulties, we cannot make any advancement. How are you pleased? You are a person. Aren't you sometimes pleased when you hear how someone just does something very, very, let us say, something where he really undertakes difficulties? Aren't you pleased? Like, I once requested a devotee to go out on Sankirtan, and that was the thing which was least in the mind of that devotee. Didn't think about it. The devotee did it and did such nice Sankirtan. I remember, because I knew he did it only for his spiritual master, I was so pleased. I was almost, I had to go in my room and just be alone. I was so pleased with this. Aren't you also like this? If someone, Samir, gives you something which under great difficulties he or she has prepared, then you think, oh, this person is so nice. Isn't it the human feeling? Nityananda Pran, it is. So, Krishna has the same mood. He is a person. If we do something, if we undertake difficulties just to please Krishna, he is so satisfied with such a devotee. The example which Srila Prabhupada gave in this, in the one wonderful nectar lecture, on the nectar of devotion, is the example of the gopis. Once Krishna pretended actually to have a headache and told Narada Muni, please get me some dust from the feet of my devotees. I have to put it on my head and then it takes the migraine out of the head. I don't know if he said migraine, maybe headache just. So Narada Muni went to all different kinds of devotees and they all responded by saying, I will go to hell if my foot dust goes on the head of the Supreme Lord. Narada Muni said, your request is impossible to fulfill. You will have to suffer. Oh, Krishna. There are no higher devotees than the gopis in Vrindavan. Just go to them. I'm sure they will give that for dust to cure my headache. Narada Muni went and asked the gopis, can you give me your foot dust? No, said the gopis, not possible. When we give it to you, we will go to hell. Oh, it's not for me, said Narada Muni. It's for Krishna. He has a headache and his only cure would be the foot dust. For Krishna, yes, take! And they immediately put big things of heaps of dust for Narada Muni to take for Krishna's cure. What is this, Narada Muni? To me, who's just Krishna's devotee, you didn't want to give any foot dust, saying that it would be offensive for you. But isn't it like thrice or five times as offensive to give to the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself? Huh? So Gopi said, of course, but we don't care if we have to go to hell. We want to satisfy Krishna. Now, for this, Krishna, for this mood of devotional service, of undertaking all difficulties, Krishna is most pleased by the service of the gopis. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, there is no worship, method of worship, which is higher than the service of the gopis. It's for this mood, to undertake personal difficulties, to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna should be satisfied. A devotee who is prepared to do everything like this, he is even lie, he is very dear to Krishna. In Srila Prabhupada gives a very interesting example of this. See, Rupa and Sanatan Goswami were very great devotees of Krishna. In fact, once Sanatan Goswami had a dream in which a Brahmana appeared to him and gave him the Bhagavatam. So he woke up from the dream. In the morning, he heard a knocking at the door. The door opened and there was a Brahmana, big effulgence, who gave him the Bhagavatam. And from that he has composed a verse. He said, O Bhagavatam, you're my dearest friend. You're my closest associate. You're my helper and maintainer. Please always let me relish your nectar. So the Sanatana Goswami became so attached to hearing about Krishna that the Mughal, some Hussain Shah, became extremely disturbed that you are reading, you are not doing your work as minister. No, said Sanatana Goswami, reading is much better. He would not sacrifice his reading time. Even when he was threatened to be imprisoned, he was so attached to Krishna's katha that finally the Nawab threw him into jail, but he didn't care. Now, at that time, he received a letter from Rupa Goswami, who had joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was his brother, and Rupa Goswami wrote, "Everything in this world must pass. Use your time properly." He wrote like this. So Sanatana said, "Use your time properly, Acha. I must get out of this prison and become and see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." So he went. He asked the Muslim prison keeper, "Please let me go out. I'm going to surrender my life to Krishna. I'm going to surrender." "Oh," said the Muslim, the Muslims have great respect, you know, if they are cultured, for people who live a saintly life. "You were a Muslim before, Samir?" "Not really, by name maybe." In Sarajevo we have many Muslims. Gaurangi was a Muslim, isn't it? Wonderful. No, Prabhupada was very happy about Muslim devotees. He felt very victorious. So they have great respect somehow. They're a little fanatical. But they have great respect for anyone who takes up the path of spiritual life. So the peer said, "Oh, do you want to go be free?" "Yes," said Sanatana, "and I'm going to give you 5,000 gold coins." But the Muslim didn't look very happy, so he gave him 10,000. And the Muslim said, "All right, but what shall I tell to my superior?" Now listen to Sanatana Goswami. He's fabricating an absolute lie in order to surrender. He said, "Well, just tell him I felt the urge of nature and went on the field to evacuate, but then I just ran and jumped into the nearby river, and then you didn't see me. You assume I have drowned in the river." So this is how they did everything, and this is how he escaped, and this was the excuse, an absolute lie. "What do you feel, Nityananda Pran? You are very honest looking." And this Sanatana Goswami lying, "Are you now totally bewildered?" The point is, he did it to surrender to Krishna. This is how, he had a high post, he just needed to say, "I'm not reading so much any longer," or, you know, just did something else. But he just wanted to gain Krishna consciousness and then did the rest of everything in order to favor it, to attain his goal. This is the process of making advancement in Krishna consciousness, my dear devotees. We have to learn to take up difficulties for Krishna. Don't run away from taking up difficulties. If you do, you rob yourself from the wonderful opportunities to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. What can you do today for Krishna? For instance, some of you can certainly go on distribution suites or books or so on. You could sit the whole day in the temple and be on the mental platform. You know, if you don't have any fixed service, and the day will pass, and the only highlights are prasadam, or you could do something to please Krishna and lead a Krishna conscious life. What do you want to do? Isn't it sometimes, I've noticed in our Heidelberg temple, it's extremely fast living. I just feel, you know, between this moment and the night when we have to rest again, it's only the blink of an eye. It goes so brizzle, yeah, so fast. Ooh. So let us not become comfort lovers in the name of devotees who waste the human form of life. I will make a last point. At the time when the living entity who has received the mercy of his spiritual master and who has awakened to knowledge and detachment becomes fixed in its attachment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then everything which is covering the heart will be burned into ashes. See, what is covering the heart? What do you feel covers your heart? Are you free already? Dayasindhu, what covers your heart? Material desires, really? I'm shocked. This is a scandal. How long are you in the movement? 5 years. It's very tragic. Like a materialist, you mean? Same, you say. You are saying. You don't mean it. No material desires. You just have said it. You are free from material desires. Good. I'm very happy. Thank you. I think I'm too subtle this morning. What I wanted to do is, I wanted to show that it's not yet reached your Krishna consciousness. You've run into my open trap. Others can, Gadara is subtle, he will be able to tell you what just happened. What covers your heart? I'm sorry for being a little intense, but preaching has to be done in this style, otherwise nothing ever moves in the consciousness. Please excuse me, Dayasindhu. What covers you? No one will say anything. Prabhu, it's a scandal. Our heart is covered. Listen to the five coverings and sing and let your head fall down in shame on your chest. Ignorance. False egoism. Attachments to the material world, enviousness, and absorption in material consciousness. These are five very strong prison walls. That's me. These are in Sanskrit. Let me see if I can even translate them for you. Is there a chance we know? Ignorance, false egoism, attachment to this material world, enviousness, and absorption in material consciousness. Now, this very heavy coverings of the hearts of all of us are very difficult to get rid, and the best is really to burn them away. You know, if you have a jungle which is very entangled, and you want that it goes away, you go with your little scissors, you won't be able to do it. And if you do, then it will grow very quickly again. But if you take a strong fire and burn everything to the roots, it goes. So, in order to do it, what is a fire? You have to put on the fire of knowledge and detachment. You will only be able to be detached of this. Yesterday a devotee asked me, why Guru Maharaj, she said, is the subject matter of marriage so much in the heads of the devotees? It's like a duh, like a ghost. Why is this so much there? I can't understand. Well, there are a couple of reasons, but I think there is an even more intelligent question to ask is, how can we get rid of the duh? How can we get rid of the ghost? The explanation is given here. We have to develop knowledge in Krishna consciousness and detachment. And most important, we have to get the mercy, the milast, of our spiritual master. Only if we get mercy of our Duchone Uchitelje, then we will be able to burn this entangling forest covering our heart. How to obtain the mercy of the spiritual master? It is possible if we approach our spiritual master with the right attitude, the Savior Darshan, the mood of humble devotional service, and it's not possible to get this if we approach our spiritual master as the enjoyer. Give me this, give me that, let me travel here, let me travel everywhere, let me have this, let me, and so on and so forth. This is the spiritual master may give what you want. In most cases he does, because he wants his devotee to his disciple to somehow be engaged in devotional service. At least some that benefit is made, but the full mercy will only come if we are changing our ansatz, our approach. Yes. So, Hare Krishna, this is a very nice Bhagavatam text from which I have prepared my lecture. If you want to read it in your free time, it's in the 4th canto, chapter 22. Text number 26. Yada ratir brahmani naishtiki puman achaya vangyana viragaran hasa tahatya viryam hridayam jivakosham panchatmakam yonimivottigni. Agni, it comes from Agni, fire, the fire of knowledge and detachment. Oh, it will burn this ignorance, false egoism, attachment to this material world, enviousness and absorption in material consciousness. So, Hare Krishna, I want to end here. I hope that you have gained some nice things in your Krishna conscious understanding. Do you have any questions? This was one of these heavy morning lectures where everyone goes like, sometimes once a month. Alles klar. Wir sind gefallene Seelen. But what are we going to do about it? To achieve Krishna consciousness perfectly, this ecstatic eagerness or greediness to serve Krishna, that is the only price to achieve success in devotional service. That is the only price. Not money, not prestige, not good parentage, not beauty, nothing. Simply this ecstatic, intense desire. How shall I get Krishna? Then you'll get Krishna. He'll take you. That is the example of the gopis' intense desire. Tatra lolyam ekamulyam. Now janma koti na labhyate, janma koti vi sukritina. This ecstatic desire that this life, I shall get recognition by Krishna, that I have sacrificed everything for Krishna. This is required. Prabhus and Mataji's and guests and skeptics and offenders, isn't it a wonderful theme in one's life to try to go back home, back to Godhead? Isn't that a fascinating adventure? Don't you think it will be wonderful if you can wake up to the thing where you just, okay, Krishna, I'm your servant, I do the service. Many times devotees get into this mood because they have suffered enough from this Dali Dala Krishna consciousness. You know this, where they are not really surrendered. Isn't it? We have sometimes this desire, Daya Sindhu? Quite often, to be sincere. Now, when this desire comes, there is a very important road where you have to channel the desire. Most of the time we do it wrongly, and that's why we don't make advancement. Most of the time we become, you know, it's knicked up, it bends down to the mode of passion. You think like, okay, and we become so passionate, and we do everything under the mode of passion, and we don't observe Vaishnav etiquette. We do not even find time to read. Some of us get so passionate they don't nourish their spiritual body. Imagine you want to go somewhere and you don't eat. Nithyananda Pran. How foolish. Or imagine we today want to drive to the farm. Imagine we get so passionate and forget and say, and Gaura-Gopal tells us, no, we have to fill gas, and I'm sorry, Guru Maharaj, we can't. No, Gaura-Gopal, let's go. Let us not waste time at the gas filling station. So imagine how foolish this is. Now, imagine the same thing happens to a devotee who doesn't read in the books. He doesn't nourish his spiritual, his Krishna consciousness. How far do you think he will get? Gaurangi. Not very far. It's just like if we don't fill gas into the thing. We can try it if you want. But I think we all have been in this situation where we go like on the Autobahn, bop, 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 bop. And it just doesn't move any longer. And then we stand there and we go like, oh no. What a bootalat. What a fool I am. We go like, oh, musste das denn sein, sagt man denn in Deutsch. It happened 3 times to me in my life where we just didn't pay. We said, it can go for 5 more kilometers, you know, then we have reached the person's house and I can preach and you can fill in the gas thing, you know. And you feel like the most foolish person in the universe. Has it ever happened to some of you? Ja, du bei dir hundertprozentig, ne? Mit dem Bus auch schon, also nicht mit einem. Auch schon. Man fühlt sich doch, sei doch mal ehrlich, man fühlt sich doch total doof dann. Also man fühlt sich wirklich, oh Mensch, ich bin also wirklich ganz schön daneben. Also ich bin so ausgespaced. Oder, Petra, ist dir das mal geschehen? Wahrscheinlich noch nicht, ne? Also, you feel just like the complete, total fool. Shuglambar, isn't it? Standing on the Autobahn and then, okay, ADAC, you know, and you feel like this man will look at me like I'm the most useless creature at the universe when he brings the gas, you know, and you go like, oh no. So this is what happens when you don't read. And you don't feed your spiritual life. You just will go bip, 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 and then fall in the mode of passion and finished. Where is he? Where is she? Oh, under the modes. Kunti, Hare Krishna. Ermutige deine Freundin. So this is spiritual information into our gasoline tank. So Hare Krishna, we will end here. Thank you very much. I'm sorry if I was a little bit too heavy, but you know, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago.